he's really the first true point guard we've had since Parrish Lee, and he's so quick and fast and good with the ball, and he can be a special defender if he wants to. And I only say that because he hasn't really wanted to. From a film I watched, now since he's been here, he's really buying into it. But smaller, of course, but not small just for our team. He's about 5'11", but skilled passer. He can score it also. He averaged 17 a game, but his percentage weren't very good. We need Mark to be really efficient. Low turnovers, high percentages, and he is a pretty dynamic player on both ends of the court. And then Josiah Strong is this is the first year he's played at the same program 2 years in a row. You know, he went to Navy, went to junior college, came to us. And so anybody, when you move around that much, and it's certainly no fault of Josiah. I'm not saying that in a negative way, but that comfort level you have to have, you get that when you stay somewhere. And that's one of the problems with the transfers is that comfort level, the continuity with the teammates, continuity with the coaching staff, the trust level. You know, trust is earned over time. And so Joe being back another year, was one of our best shooters last year, one of our best defenders, has had a terrific summer, certainly one of our hardest workers, can play a couple positions, best position is a shooting guard, off the ball, really offensive threat, but we've got great competition at every spot, and we've got a chance to have some pretty dynamic, high-level guard wings, and we've got a lot of options when you throw in Kendall Lewis and Iman Washington and Howard Fleming and Antonio Reeves and Josiah Strong, Mark Freeman would be the main guys that you would say that about. But that's a pretty good group right there. So very excited about Joe and Mark along with those other guys.